in the fires of singing competitions. Beloved Star set out to find one voice. One voice to rule them all. One voice to rise them. One voice to sing them all and finally harmonize them.
Hello, everybody. I am here with the lovely Princess Garnet tonight for One Voice. We were supposed to record yesterday, but my laptop hates me lately. Like, I literally ripped the cord out of the block of the charger on accident. And I'm missing keys. It stops working. Skype lags. I hate this dumb thing. Anyway, so we were supposed to do it yesterday, but I couldn't get on Skype. So even though everyone was here on time and happy and ready to go, it just didn't happen. That is why Garnet is here with me. Thank you so much for saving my life.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so tonight the theme is Jive. Wait, did I say Jive? Is it Jive? No, it's Swing. Yeah, it's Swing and Jive. I'm tired. You're tired too, huh? I know. Yeah, okay, Swing and Jive, yes. But actually, we're going to do the immunity first because only one person submitted. And it's actually not who you think it's going to be. Turtle was the only one that submitted this week. So we'll go ahead and listen to her first.
Yeah.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel with my yodely O-U-T-O. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. There I met a yodeling guy in a little Swiss chalet. He taught me to yodel, yodely O-U-T-O, diddly yodely O-U-T-O, diddly yodely O-U-T-O. He taught me to yodel, yodely oh hitty, I did, yodely oh hitty, yodely oh hitty, oh, ee, ah.
That was Turtle's immunity submission, the only one. And I would just like to say kudos to you for trying to yodel, because that is hard. Mm-hmm. And this is a hard yodeling song on top of that. Like, I said that they could do the traditional yodeling like this, or they could do something else. Like, I told them to look up Kate, you know, because also yodeling. Yeah. But she chose a super hard song, and that was cool. Yeah,
kudos to you.
Yeah. I thought you yodeled pretty well. Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, I did really like it. Like, I love Tails' voice. I did expect someone to do the one from Sound of Music when they're like, yodely, yodely. I mean, you know that one.
I know, I love that song.
That would have been ace. But yeah, I thought you did a really good job, Turtle. Like, yeah. I thought it was really good. I have nothing more to add.
All right, so Turtle is immune. Congratulations. And now we'll head on to the main themes. First is Aria.
Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wail.
Jump, jiving, then you whale, gotta jump, jiving, then you whale, gotta jump, jiving, then you gotta whale away.
Lemuel got a jump jive, and Lemuel got a jump jive, and then he got away, away. A woman is a woman, and a man ain't nothing but a male. Nothing but a male. One good thing about him, he knows how to drive well. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jill stayed up, she wants to learn how to drive well. You gotta jump jiving, then you will gotta jump jiving, then you will gotta jump jiving, then you will gotta jump. Then you will gotta jump jiving, then you will away. You gotta jump jiving, then you will 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 away.
Okay, that was Aria with her whore. Oh my god.
Oh no.
With her.
Aria, you ho.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay. You did. Ready and flip. Ready. No, I'm joking.
Okay, that was Aria with her submission, Jump, Jive, and Wail, which is one of my favorites. I'm so glad someone did it. I'll go ahead and go first on this one. I thought this was really good. I noticed that, like, your vibrato got super fast in this song. I just thought that was cool. I think at certain parts, it may have been a little bit too low. Not that it was too low for your range, but that with you pushing it out so hard for the emotion and energy, it was too low. But it wasn't bad. It was just a couple times here and there you cracked a little bit under the pressure. There was something else. Oh, I really liked your growls. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Your energy was awesome, which makes this song epic. So, like, the technical notes don't even really matter all that much with this kind of music because it's all about the energy, and you definitely got that. So, I really liked it. What did you think, Garnet?
Yeah, I really liked this too. The only negative that I really had was that sometimes, like, for me personally, her voice was a little harsh sounding on this. I don't know why that was to me. Maybe it's because it was quite low, but yeah, it just came across a bit like harsh. And that was the only negative that I had. I also had about the growl. I loved that. It made me happy. So I was like, yes.
We were both chatting about that. She growled.
It
was awesome. All right, so good job, Aria. Yay. Next we have Dylan.
Hey Jack, I know what you're thinking. The now's as good as any to start drinking. yeah.
What's it gonna be?
Well, a gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Man, I know I gotta go, it's the same thing every time. But I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me, and the bottle makes three tonight.
Yeah!
Well, I know this cat named Mo, he wanders to and fro, his and my favorite watering hole. I said, hey, Mo, how you doing? Where have you been? He says, I'll be fine, my whiskey, wine, and gin. Man, I know I gotta go, it's the same thing every time. But I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. Come on, Daddy, let's bring it up. Come on, kid, swing it up, baby. Hey Jack, I know what you're thinking. That now's as good as any to start drinking.
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
Well, a gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Oh man, I know I gotta go. It's the same thing every time. But I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. And it's you and me and the bottle makes three tonight. Hey! Hey, bartender, I think I need another drink. What do you mean it's last call? I just got here.
That was Dylan with literally my favorite song ever in Swing Jive.
Good choice, Dylan.
Like, I love that song so freaking much. When he was telling me he did like a drunk song, I was like, I think I know what you're doing.
But, I got you figured out.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you go first?
Okay, I will. Okay. I really liked this view. I thought it was a great choice, especially for your range. I liked the energy that you brought to the song, and the kind of like your rasp really worked for this because it's got like the instrumental. It's not too like classical swing, in the sense that it's not like a Frank Sinatra or anything like that. So the rock vibe that you brought to it did really work for me. I really liked it. The only negative that I really had, aside from a few minor intonation errors, was the way you said time. I loved that. It was so British, like, what time is it? It was really
that was funny.
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was great for you. Well done.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was really cool too. One, because it's my favorite song.
Yep.
But I thought you sounded really good. I thought you suited this song really well. I really, really enjoyed the speaking parts at the instrumental break. I thought that was really cool, especially the yeah. I really liked that whole part. But the speaking part at the end was kind of funny. Like, you didn't really sound, you sounded like you were acting drunk instead of you were drunk. I think you should have gotten drunk, Dylan.
You should have, like,
not really. Not really. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Everybody should get
drunk.
Besides,
he's of age. No. I'm kidding.
We know.
But yeah, I really liked your speaking parts. They were good. The only problem I had besides pitch problems here and there, just little ones, was that sometimes you were a little bit behind the beat, just a tiny bit. But with this genre, you have to be driving the beat the whole time. Mm. You can't let it drive you in the least bit or you fall behind.
Yeah. I definitely understand what you mean there, Bob. Like, sometimes, like, you did bring great energy to this. Sometimes, though, it did seem like you had the energy in your voice, but it didn't go with the track as much. I think that that's what it was, but I didn't pick that out. But yeah, I think that's what resulted from that.
So just tempo, but yeah, I really like this. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. Good job. Next up is Princess Kaleri.
What was that? I don't even know.
Did you say Ipu? It sounded like you said eat poo.
I did not say eat poo. Oh my god. You have to keep this in.
Skies do I see, bluebirds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, watching all the days hurry. Nothing but a blue sky from now on. Blue sky, do I see blue birds singing a song? Nothing but a blue sky from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, watching all the days hurry.
Okay, that was Kaleri with Blue Skies. At first, I was unsure of this song choice because I didn't want to listen to it ahead of time, so I wasn't quite sure, but I read that it was more jazz. But now that I hear it, I definitely hear the swing beat in there, so this is totally fine. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you go first, Laura?
Alrighty then. I really like your voice for this genre, Claire. It's got a kind of classical, old school feel to your voice on this. I particularly liked the high scatting kind of runs that you did later on in the track. I thought they were great. The only negative I had is sometimes you seemed to go a little bit nasal on the higher notes, seemed to be pushing it through your nose a little bit, to my ear anyway. And that was it, really. I really liked this. I thought you brought great energy to the track, and yeah, you didn't put the her sound at the front of anything.
Yeah, I really like this too. I love Eva Cassidy, and when you told me this song, I didn't know what it was, but I'm terrible with titles. But now that I hear it, I know this song, and I really like this version. I think you really did it well. I do agree with the nasal note, though. Sometimes you do tend to do that in your higher register. But I thought this was really nice. I also think you suit this style really well. So very nice job. I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So next is Sukono.
Woo.
Heepoo.
Heepoo.
Like it's gonna hail, baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wail. You gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wail. Oh, you gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away. Oh, a woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. A woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. One good thing about him, know how to drive the wheel. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jill stayed up, she wants to learn how to drive the wheel. Oh, you gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away. You gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away. You gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away. You gotta jump jiving, then you will. 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 You gotta jump jiving, then you will away.
That was Sukono with Jump, Jive, and Wail again. I think I've made you go first twice, so I'll go ahead and go first this time. Sukono, I love this song a lot. and I thought you did well with it, but though you did have the energy, I feel like it could have used maybe not necessarily more energy, but more fun. Do you know what I mean, Laura?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. It was more like you were like going, jump, jump, don't know what, like, it was just like trying to really make
Yeah, the energy was there, but rather than... I feel like I wanted you to have more fun. I didn't feel fun from this. Yeah. Anyway, sometimes it was a tiny bit strainy in the higher parts. Not very much, but just like one or two places. And then the only other note I had was I didn't feel like you were driving the beat as much as the beat was driving you. Not really bad, but once the end started dragging on, you did too. I think you're getting kind of tired. So just be careful of that. This style requires stamina, singing and dancing, believe me. but it's really fun. I thought you did a good job. What did you think?
I definitely got what you said about the beat driving you. Sometimes you were slightly behind tempo. And it was kind of unfortunate that you chose the same song that Aria chose, because unfortunately Aria did, in my opinion, do it better, and you are going to be compared. Obviously you did do it on purpose, but I'm just saying. So, like, in combination with the tempo and the fact that sometimes you, like, seem to trip over your words a little bit, this kind of had a more, like Cherie said, rather than you enjoying the jive, like, saying, you gotta jump, and, you know, like, being kind of happy, not beat, as more like, you gotta do it, like, I've gotta do it, you know? I don't know if that's very eloquent and articulate of me, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, basically what?
That was awesome.
I know stuff. But yeah, like, it wasn't bad or anything. I just felt like it wasn't as on par in terms of, like, the vibe that you bring with the energy usually for me. Same vibe, yeah. A lot.
You just like that word. All right. Next and last for the night is Turtle.
Oh no.
Eat poo. I had to do it.
Afterlife, you could be headed for the serious drive. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow will be held to pay. In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious drive. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow will be held to pay. People listen attentively, I mean about the future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete, until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Place where eternal fire is applied to the body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground. The baking tip cakes which are passed around. In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious drive. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow will be held to pay. Beauty, talent, fame, money, refinement, top skill and brain. But all the things you try to hide will be revealed on the other side. The afterlife, you could be headed for the serious drive. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay. Now the D and the A and the M and the N and the A and the T and the I-O-N. Lose your face, lose your name, then get fitted for a suit of flame. Now the D and the A and the M and the N and the A and the T and the I-O-N. Lose your face, lose your name, then get fitted for a suit of flame.
All right, that was Turtle, the last submission of the night. And no, I have no idea what that song was. you go first.
Okay. I love your voice so much. I really liked your voice for this. I really want to hear you sing some, like, low jazzy number, like My Funny Valentine or, like, something like that. I really liked your expression on the song. I liked the way that there's quite a bit of staccato, like, throughout. I really like how you said, like, de, like, it's, you sounded kind of, like, foreign. I just really loved it. I just liked the vibe that came with it. Like, it had, stylistically overall, like, it was very pleasing to me. I liked it.
You pleased Garnet. Wow. Oh, man. Okay. I also really thought this was great. your voice suited it nicely. I did think that there was a little bit too much reverb. I don't know this song, so I'm not sure if that's the way the original is or not, but just a personal taste. I'm not sure I was too fond of that. Jeez, what is in my throat? Also, I don't know. It was kind of, I feel like you had like energy, and it was kind of, like you said, staccato-y in parts, but at the same time, it was all like one note, and I feel like there wasn't enough to really make it awesome because it was just like the one note the whole time, you know? When you have a song like that, you need so much more to compensate for that. Mm. Yeah, I feel like I'm talking in circles, but by no means was this bad. Like, I did enjoy it. I just feel like it probably could have been more, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. So, do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to go get the cumulative ranks. And as it was with Reed, Laura's ranks will not count tonight. only mine will. I know. So let me get those and we will be back. Okay, and I'm back.
I'm back too.
Yes. So... I actually have a cumulative tie for first. So tonight, the tied winners were Aria and Clary, though for specifically just for tonight, my winner was Clary. And what about you, Laura? Or Garnet? Sorry.
Sorry, everyone knows my name now anyway. Clary.
Oh, yay. All right, so you guys, your cumulative ranks were tied. But Clary did have a higher rank this week, so congratulations to both of you. You were both going through. There's not many people left, so I guess I'll just say who's being eliminated. Turtle was immune, so that leaves Dylan and Sukono. It was very, very close, like 1 point difference between three people. So it was really close. But the person going home tonight is Sukono by 1 point. I'm sorry, Sukono. I thought you did a really good job the whole time. You've always really brought your game every week and done a lot of the immunities, and I've appreciated your participation. I'm sorry to see you go. No, go ahead.
She's going to say, I've been listening to One Voice and I've always been impressed with Sukono, and tonight was no exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've really done well, right, Sukono. Yes. So that leaves our top four. Turtle, Aria, Dylan, and Clary. Oh. Wow, the show is coming to an end soon. That's scary. I don't think I've mentioned it, so I should probably just do it now. One Voice is going to have a top two, not a top three. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Just to let you all know. All right, next week, the themes are, the immunity is going to be using an 8-bit karaoke track, because I think it would be fun. So if you want to, go ahead and auto-tune your voice if you want, because it kind of does fit with it. If you don't want to, that's cool too. Doesn't matter to me. But you have to use an 8-bit karaoke track. And that's due Monday. I'm not sure what time yet. I will have to talk to Rochelle and Erica and see what times they're available. Same for the main theme. I will email you tomorrow, though. And then the main theme is going to be indie pop, indie rock. And I will try to find a list of acceptable artists and or songs. So that will be coming as well. Again, due Thursday, 11:59 Eastern. Oh, wait, I don't know yet. Forget I said that. Yeah, that's all. Do you have anything to plug or say, Garnet?
Not really, just that me and Beloved will also be doing 7 coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, with Immunity on Tuesday, Main Show on Wednesday. So, yeah, that should be fun times. Let's plug it.
Check it out. It's a cool show.
Yeah.
And also The Voice. That's a cool show, too.
Yeah.
Really fun. All right. That's it. So, yeah. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Garnet, for judging with me.
No, thank you for having me.
And that's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.